Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
As a leader, when you have it, it's really attractive. When you try to fake it, it repulses people. And when you don't have it, you might as well just stop leading now. That's right, I'm talking about confidence. And that's our topic today for our episode here on the Calm and Confident Leader. My name's Jason Stonehouse. I'm so glad that you are taking some time to invest in you. And that really is all we are doing here at the Calm and Confident Leader, is we're giving you an opportunity to invest in you, in your growth and development as a leader. And really what we believe here is that so much of leadership is an inner focus. And a lot of times we focus on the externals. A lot of times we focus on, learning skill sets and how to communicate more effectively and how to cast a vision and motivate your team and all of those kinds of things. But really, good, healthy leadership is an inside out kind of endeavor. And so we spend a lot of our time here at the Calm and Confident Leader talking about how to develop from the inside out. And it is no different when it comes to this topic of confidence. So we're going to talk about it today, but before we get there, I would love to have conversation with you if you'd like to do that. We have coaching programs for individuals as well as a brand new, it's not even released yet, but we're going to be releasing a number of products for companies, organizations to be able to get some coaching and some online video courses and all of those kinds of things. And so let me give you the address for my calendar. And if you want to set up a time to talk about either some coaching for you or coaching coaching packages for your business or company organization, here is the website. It is calm. Confident Leader. So calmconfidentleader.as.me. calmconfidentleader.as.me. No spaces in that. And that is a direct link to my calendar. And so you can set up a time and we can go from there. All right, let's talk about confidence. Confidence is critical for leaders. Even if the people that are following you don't believe in the vision, they need to know that you believe in it. And they need to know that you believe in yourself before they're ever going to follow you anywhere. Let me say that line again. Even if the people following you don't believe in the vision, they still need to know that you believe in the vision and that you believe in yourself before they're going to follow you anywhere. That's what we're talking about when we talk about confidence. Now, notice what I just said. The followers don't need to believe in your vision, but they must believe in you. And they won't believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. Now, a lot of times when people say things like, oh, believe in yourself, when I'm saying it, that is not some code word for unicorns and rainbows and look within for your inner light. That's not what we're focused on here, okay? What I'm saying, though, is the belief in yourself is that comes from the inside, this confidence that you have that isn't kind of put on. It's not arrogance. It's not my way or the highway kind of thing. It's this talking. It's this feeling of being capable to do what needs to be done. And, you know, I love, I'm not sure where I got it. I think it was one of my mentors who gave me a definition of humility. And he said, humility is an accurate assessment of yourself. I like that definition. Humility is an accurate assessment of yourself. See, a lot of times we think with humility, that means I'm, you know, thinking lowly of myself and I'm no good and all of that kind of business. But no, humility is really getting an accurate, honest assessment of yourself. And so it's not a arrogant thing to say, hey, I'm good at that. I'm good at communication. I'm good at whatever. The only time it comes across as arrogant is when it's not true. And you're trying to make yourself believe that, or you're trying to puff yourself up. You're trying to make that a reality. But humility, good humility is really just an honest assessment of yourself. It's really this sense that I feel capable to walk into a room, to walk into a situation and do what needs to be done as a leader, and to do it with wisdom, and to do it with grace, and to do it in a way that elicits can work too, but it enlists people to say, I want to be a part of that, and I'm going to follow you forward. Like, I believe in what you're saying to me, and I may not be that excited about this vision, but I can see that you're passionate about it, and I can see that you believe it, and I can see that you feel like we can all get there. Now, I'm not sure I feel like I can get there, but you do, and you're my leader, and so I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to believe you because you believe in yourself. But I think we've all been in those situations where somebody's walked into a room and they, you know, proclaimed, I'm the leader, follow me. And you look at them and you're like, I'm not sure that you really believe in yourself. And I definitely am positive that you don't believe in where we're going and that we could actually get there. And a lot of times we call that blowing smoke, right? It's just like, hey, this is not real. This is not, there's not real passion here. You're just kind of, explaining this thing to us, but I can tell you really don't believe it. And you're not confident, not only in us as a team being able to get to that place that you want us to go, but I'm not even sure you're confident in your ability to lead us to where we need to go. And so confidence is critical if you're a leader. You've got to have confidence because that's what's going to be magnetic for people. So here's the problem. Good leaders know this, right? Good leaders know that they need confidence in order to get followers and in order to really take an organization or a company or a business anywhere. Good leaders know they need followers. They need to be able to cast that vision and point that direction. But the problem is that good leaders struggle. And I'm just telling you, as a leader, we doubt, we get stressed, and at times we even feel like an imposter. Like, I'm not sure that I have what it takes to lead. So now we have the dilemma. The dilemma is good leaders know we need confidence to lead well. But reality says we're doubting, we're insecure, we're kind of stressed out, we're not sure if we've got what it takes. So what do good leaders do when they know they need confidence, but they don't have it? Well, here's the big reveal. What leaders do, we fake it. That's right. We leaders know how important it is for those who will go with us to know that they can trust our lead, that we pump ourselves up on confidence boosters. And we use definitive statements and we hold our heads up high and we exude an attitude of, I got this. We're going to take this hill. We're going to make it happen. And so we, you know, study these coaches in the locker room speeches, and we step in there and we say, oh, I know how to fire people up, and I know how to, you know, get people moving in the right direction. And so we do it. We fake it. We try to, we follow the old adage, fake it till you make it, right? And we're like, yeah, I'm just going to fake this confidence. Here's the problem with that, though. So there's several problems that we're encountering here on our journey through to confidence. Number one is we don't always feel very confident as leaders, and so we fake it. But now here's the other problem, and actually this one, there's two problems with it. And that is, number one, smart people see through fake confidence. Smart people see through fake confidence and eventually will lose trust in the leader. Okay, that's the first problem. And to be honest with you, I don't even think you need to be too smart to see through fake confidence. Because as soon as I said that, you're thinking of somebody that you experienced in your life who was faking confidence. And once that fake confidence is seen, like once you can kind of see through that that front that person's putting up, well, then everything that you've done as a leader up until that point now becomes suspect. Because trust is lost and it's very difficult to regain. Because people are now seeing that, hey, this guy doesn't really believe what he's saying. And worse, he's trying to make us believe that he believes in what he's saying. And that's really hard. When somebody sees through that, it's very difficult to regain that trust. And if you're not very good at faking it, you're going to come across as arrogant. You're going to come across as full of yourself. And I don't know about you, but most people don't trust arrogant, narcissistic leaders. We just don't. Those kinds of leaders are repulsive. We say, you know what? I'm not really sure I want to be on this person's team. And, you know, they're paying me a salary. And so maybe I'll stick around because, you know, I need the money. But I'm not sure I even want to follow this woman. I'm not even sure I want to follow this man. I'm just not sure that they have a humble confidence. And that's really the goal, right? Now, I told you there's two big problems with faking confidence. The first one is that smart people see through it and eventually they're going to lose their trust. But the second thing that happens, and this I think is even more deadly, and that is that the leader herself learns how to be inauthentic and disconnected from themselves. So this is I think, you know, like I say, even worse than losing your followers is that you lose yourself. The leader learns how to be inauthentic and they disconnect from the real them. And really, that's essentially what happens when you are successful at faking confidence. you don't want to be successful at that, right? But there's a lot of really good leaders who are successful at faking confidence. And when you do that, and when it actually pays off, like when you try to fake confidence and you kind of exude that you got this together and people buy it, here's what happens. Your brain rewards you with a shot of dopamine. And your brain will begin to believe, well, we need to do this more. We need to fake this more because look at how excited people are getting. Look at how your passion is working and people are sacrificing and people are working harder and people are staying later. And man, we got to do more of this kind of thing because you are crushing it right now. And now you begin to get arrogant, right? You begin to get full of yourself. And slowly but surely, you begin to lose grip of who you really are. And in some cases, you even lose grip with reality. You see, the longer this pattern goes on, the more instinctually image management and even lying will become in your life. See, the longer that you go on trying to fake confidence that's not really there, the longer that you will learn to manage your image, and you may even, well, usually it's going to start off with some white lies or exaggerations or embellishments of truth, but ultimately will come down to downright lying to the people that are trusting you to lead them. Some leaders will even become chameleons, acting as a different person depending on who they're around. And man, then you start wondering, like, who really am I? And that's why I say this is even more deadly than losing the trust of the people on your team or losing the trust of your followers, is because when you disconnect from the real you, from the authentic you, you lose sense of who you really are. And you begin to believe, and your brain begins to tell you that, the people that are following you are only following that image. They're not following the real you. You know, in fact, if they knew the real you, they would reject you. If they knew the real you, you wouldn't be in this position. If they knew what you really thought and what you really felt, boy, nobody would follow you. At least that's what your brain starts telling you, right? And so all you are left with is more phoniness, more faking it, trying to somehow put on an air of confidence that now starts to begin to feel a little bit like arrogance and being stuck up. And I don't know if I want to be around that person. So let's review where we are so far. Confidence is critical for us as leaders. The problem is, oftentimes, really good leaders don't always feel confident. Really good leaders sometimes have doubts and insecurities and fears, and often can feel like an imposter in their own role. And so what good leaders tend to do is they tend to try to fake that confidence that they know is so critical as leaders. But when faking the confidence, we, number one, often it gets seen through and we lose the trust of those who are following us. And secondly, and even more deadly, is that the leader learns how to be inauthentic. They learn how to be phony and they disconnect from themselves. So if confidence is so important and good leaders don't always have it and faking it is a horrible option, then what's the answer? What do I do with this dilemma, with this situation? Well, let me say it this way. Authentic confidence creates magnetic followership. Write this down. Authentic confidence creates magnetic followership. What I mean by that is that the more authentic your confidence is, the more magnetic your leadership will be. Right? The more authentic your confidence is, the more magnetic your leadership will be, and therefore will be attractive to those who want to join what it is that you're about. Those who say, yeah, I want to take the hill with that guy. I want to follow her into battle. I want her to show me what the future could look like that's better than where I am right now. That is what happens when we have authentic confidence. Because people are longing to follow someone who is a human being. You see, a little secret. Your team knows that you're not superhuman and that you're not human plus. Your team knows this about you. I know you think that they are in the dark. They think that you are this confident machine going forward, right? And they're following you because you're exuding this confidence and this, I got this, and I don't doubt, and I don't worry. And right? No, it's not true. They already know you're a human being. What authentic confidence does is it admits, I'm a human being, I have flaws, I make bad decisions, and I am completely self-aware. See, one of the keys to building authentic confidence is developing self-awareness. And we talked a little bit about this in our last episode, and I just have been doing a lot of research on self-awareness, and actually I may do another episode on it here real soon, because just some new things that I've discovered around self-awareness, not necessarily on myself, but on how we develop self-awareness and where self-awareness comes from. But anyway, authentic confidence really comes out of understanding myself, understanding what is good, what my strengths are, what gives life to me, what drains me, where my growth areas and weaknesses are. All of those kinds of issues relate to the issue of self-awareness. But just telling you, okay, you know, you need to get more self-aware so that you can build authentic confidence, you're probably still wondering, well, how do I develop it? Well, number one is I think you need to develop that self-awareness. One of the things that I've loved most as a coach of high capacity leaders is to watch the light bulb go off in their brain. Women and men who have been leading and living the same way for years and years, all of a sudden they wake up to what's possible and they discover who they really are. You see, authentic confidence comes from the inside. That's why self-awareness is so important. Because if I don't understand how I am on the inside, if I don't understand what I'm dealing with on the inside, then my confidence will be something I put on. It'll be like a mask I wear rather than something that's flowing from my heart, flowing from who I really am. And this is why I think so many people miss it, because they've been told to, you know, listen to songs that are going to pump you up and watch those inspiring movies and follow those pep talks and attend those rallies. And all of these are external things, and they may provide a temporary boost of confidence, but it's kind of like drinking a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi if you're starving. I mean, you might feel full, but it's only the bubbles, right? Good leaders have been living off of the empty bubbles of motivation instead of being nourished by a good meal of core level authenticity. Oh, that sounds good. Let me say that again. Good leaders have been living off the empty bubbles, the carbonation of false motivation, instead of being nourished by a good meal of core level authenticity. You see, once you've done the work to discover who you are, then you're able to create calm wherever you walk, wherever you enter. You learn to be comfortable in your own skin. And then you're really, when you get to that point, you begin to start to experience authentic confidence. Again, I think our view of confidence has been so skewed by all of that fluff that's out there, because authentic confidence may not come off as somebody yelling or shouting or some passionate appeal or plea to make something happen. Authentic confidence is going to create that magnetic leadership. But fake spin is going to repel even your most devout fans. So what does that mean for you this week? Well, I want to invite you to start by understanding a little bit more about you. Get to know yourself. What's driving you? What are the things that are underneath the surface in you? What are the wounds, those hurts and pains that are still have kind of taught you lies, really? That you know, that you're not good enough, and that you need to get people to like you, and all of those things really often come from those past wounds. And if we allow those wounds to just lead us, what happens is we miss out on this humble confidence, this authentic confidence, because our wounds are driving us. Sometimes it's our own aspirations that are driving us, and we think maybe based on a poor model, a poor example in our lives, we're like, oh, this is what you need to be as a leader. And so we try to be something that we're not. And so I want to just invite you, first of all, to learn and discover the real you. And if you're like most of the leaders that I work with in our coaching program, that might be a harder challenge than what I say, right? Because it's maybe been a while. It's been a while since we've really been in tune with who we really are. And so maybe the takeaway from today's episode is to begin the journey of discovering you all over again, and discovering what it means to live from a quiet center, where you're not living out of old wounds. You're not trying to gain the approval or validation of people who maybe aren't even in your life anymore, but you're still living as if you need their approval. And if you could learn to let go of some of those things and really discover this amazingly beautiful person that you are, and really begin to move or shift your attention to those things that give you life, those things that are strengths for you, and then manage those areas of growth, those weaknesses that are in your life. Learn how to manage those. But and we'll probably need to do an episode on strengths and weaknesses at some point. But oftentimes I see good leaders focus so much attention on their weaknesses that they never really get around to really developing and allowing their strengths to flourish. And really, it's your strengths that are going to make the biggest difference in your organization or your company. It's your strengths that are going to really propel or move the ball down the field, as I often like to say. And so we do need to manage our weaknesses, but we don't need to devote all of our attention and time to our weaknesses. But we want to be aware of them. And that's really what my plea is to you, is that at the end of the day, I just want to invite you to become more self-aware. Understand who you really are, the good, the bad, the ugly. Understand the areas that are kind of flat spots for you, the areas that, and then be willing to share some of those. Some of them are very appropriate even to share with your team. Just say, you know what? I don't really do this particularly well, but Sarah really does this well. Like, I've seen the way Sarah just takes things like this and she just runs. So Sarah, I'm going to be leaning on you for some of this aspect of this project. And you know what? I think this area over here is kind of a flat spot for me too. I don't really do this as well, but Jim, man, Jim nails this part. And Jim, I'm going to need you to help me in this area. But I'll tell you, if we all will work together, I think we can really get somewhere special. Now, that kind of confidence where you're admitting the parts of you that are not all that you want them to be, but you're also saying, you know what? I think I can add this to our team. And I think what you guys needs most from me is this. And I can offer that to you in spades. And I'm going to really try to stay in my lane and focus on these things. And if you guys will all jump in with me, hands in the middle, I think we can do something amazing. You see, that's the kind of authentic confidence that people say, now that's somebody I can follow. Because authentic confidence creates magnetic leadership. And fake spin is going to repel even the most devout fans. So get to know you and then lead out of who you really are, not who somebody else thinks you should be, but lead out of who you really are. Well, if this has been helpful for you, I would love it if you would send this episode to somebody in your world and say, hey, I want you to listen to this. I think it'll be really helpful for you. Also, if you could give us a review or a like on wherever it is you're listening to this podcast, that always helps more people get to know about this podcast and allows us to continue to grow. And so, and as always, if I can help you out in any way, whether it's for your organization or for you as an individual, get in touch with me. I would love to talk with you about some of the things that are set up. We have some online video courses as well as one-on-one coaching. And so I'd love to talk to you about those over at The Calm and Confident Leader. Well, thanks so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Calm and Confident Leader podcast. See you later.